Yutiko Stowers was born in Yokohama, Japan, and grew up near Tokyo. But she knew from an early age that she wanted to be somewhere different or something different.
I wanted to be a foreigner. When I was a little kid, I wanted to look like a foreigner. Blonde hair and blue eyes, and I thought I could be when I was a silly little girl. But in a way, I guess my dream came true. I am a foreigner here.
And the United States was always where she had her sights set, as did a lot of Japanese kids.
We always look up to you guys. We all have to learn English when we go to middle school, but none of the teachers actually speaks English.
Instead, Yutiko learned English the time-honored way, watching American movies and listening to American pop music.
I was a huge fan of Michael Jackson, of course, and Bon Jovi.
After Yutiko graduated from college, she worked various jobs in Tokyo without finding anything she liked. She left a good job to come to America on the spur of the moment, eventually winding up in Northeast Florida. She had difficulty in finding work comparable to her skills and experience and returned to Japan.
Went back to Japan for about 6-7 months. I wanted to live there again. But Japan is not a very friendly place for women over 30-something to be working there. I started working and started having huge bald spots all over my head. And then my mom said, "This is probably not the place for you to live anymore. Why don't you go back to America?"
Yutiko came back to Northeast Florida and got her old job back at a gas station convenience store. She started dating someone, whom she married a few years later, and thought about going to nursing school when her boyfriend had an idea for her.
My husband and I started going out, and his best friend is a firefighter. And he said, "You can pursue that career if you want to." Got to know about firefighting and firefighters, and I was very interested in it.
The process of becoming certified as a firefighter is an arduous one, with a lengthy written exam and physical tests that rival those of the military.
I struggled a lot, but I was always surrounded by really, really great people. My husband was such a huge help. He told me to quit job and just concentrate on schooling. We were not even married, and he packed my lunch, and he prepared for dinner after school, and he was very supportive.
Yutiko passed the exams and today is a firefighter with an area county's fire department. The process changed a lot of things about her life, externally, but even more internally.
You can become whatever you want to be, as long as you don't give up. In the past, I wasn't really confident about myself. I think about doing something and settle for something little less. But this time, it was a huge challenge to me, language and the physical part. But I was always surrounded by great, great people who supported me so much.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.